بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. If at any time you cannot hear me, just raise your hand so I don't waste your time and you're just sitting there. But actually, you're not going to waste any time here because the air is exuding with love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just by sitting in this present, in this majlis, inshallah, we're all attaining intense barakah bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So, I cannot do justice to this topic, actually none of us can. And when this time of year comes every year, and I think I can speak for all of the speakers, when I say that, it's just know that we can't do justice to this topic. So for myself, when this time period comes of the year and we're invited to do talks, I lie awake in the morning, you know, a few weeks ahead of time, wondering how I can bear this responsibility of passing on love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he did his job. And if we do not translate that to you, then we are to blame. So I take it very seriously. And so I'm going to tell you that if your love, if you don't leave here tonight, if your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increased, and you're not flying when you leave here tonight, please send me an email. I owe you a debt. I'll give you, you can talk it out, what you want to take from me, but I consider that my personal debt, and this is not a joke. So take, Google me, Asra Adiba, and it will take you to my podcast. You can email me from there. So if you are not flying with love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm telling you as a personal debt, this is a serious matter. So please email me. I owe you something. We can work it out, whatever it is that I can give you. But I owe you something if you don't have that intense love when you leave here tonight, inshallah. So I want everyone to take a deep breath, inshallah. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to exercise. Usually when they say that, the speakers say they ask everyone to get up and do some calisthenics or something. But I'm just preparing you, inshallah. Because, okay, so I established that I will not be able to succeed in this. I know that. But I'm going to have you help me. And I want everyone in this room, inshallah, to do salawats. And if you're not a Muslim, it's welcome. Just say, may God bless, send his blessings on the Prophet Muhammad. If you could please do this, then I know that at least you will come closer to that flying high with the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we'll get into why this is going to benefit everyone. So just silently on your tongue, if everyone can, you know, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, or whatever your favorite darood or salawat is. And the tongue is really crucial. Not, you don't have to be audible, but scientists know now that whatever you utter on the tongue, it's directly linked to your heart. Ask a good dentist about this. They're finding more and more people have heart attacks. They first get gingivitis. It's direct link to the heart. So just move your mouth to salawat. And if you're not a Muslim, it's just peace upon the Prophet Muhammad. So help me out with that. Okay, so we want to clear up the biggest fallacy there is in the history of history. And that is to say that Islam was spread by this sword. I like to say that that word is partially correct if you understand it as an anagram, sword. Just take the S and put it at the end, and that's how Islam was spread. It was spread by the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had the most beautiful speech, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The word laf, or utterance, lafada, yalfudu in Arabic, it means to throw. And kalima yaklamu, it means to wound, linguistically we're speaking here. So what does that tell us? Actually, these are, when I was thinking about how to start this, I had just those two words written. on my page with the translation, and my daughter was looking over my shoulders, and she just uttered what came to mind. She said, "Whoa, that's really powerful." And it is. Words are extremely powerful. And so keep that in mind. That's how Islam was spread. So, by the way, that same daughter, years ago when I was doing lectures, we were from New York, and I wanted to reach to the youth, although she's not, it was a pop star. I was looking up on the internet the fact that she wasn't allowing her children to watch TV. So my daughter, who was quite young, she's a teenager now, but she happened to look at that time over my shoulder too. She has this habit when I'm about to do a lecture to look over what I'm going to say. So she looked over my shoulder and she said, "Mommy, who's Medina?" So anyway, she's come a long way now, alhamdulillah. But anyway, going back to the words, speech is potent, it is powerful. In fact, Ibn Khaldun, what he said was that it's the most important science. Grammar is the most important science, because without it, communication ceases. So this is why it's important to look at this aspect of the Prophet ﷺ, because he had this beauty of his words. The sociologists, if there's any sociologists here, you'll be familiar with the Worf-Sapir theory. Worf lived in the 1950s, and he came up with this theory that the language you use affects your world. In fact, according to Worfism, it directs reality. Interesting to know that Worf, by the way, was just a freelance thinker. He was an insurance salesman by trade, but he became a great sociologist just from studying it. It was his passion, which is an interesting thing to reflect on. We tend to think like this great institution, mashallah, University of Chicago, I'm sure you have great